Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go, can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And it's a beautiful day. Not a big deal, let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. This is your girl, Sister Shelly. Thank you so much for joining. I believe this will be the best 15 minutes of your week, and I'm going to claim that in Jesus' name. Amen. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministry. Glory to God. Let's get going. Let's, dear Heavenly Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise to you this day and every day that we have breath in our lungs. We celebrate you today because we can. And Father God, we welcome you into this 15-minute message. We ask for the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth through his word. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Hallelujah. Well, are you that person who's always there for others, but when you need them, They conveniently are busy. They don't pick up their... And does that make you feel like a doormat? Someone who has walked on, wiped with, that somebody that nobody notices, or maybe you even feel disrespected because of it. The truth is, they do see you. They do know that you're there, but they treat you the way, that way, because they know they can. And as painful as it sounds, you have let them. But that's not how your story ends, because I'm going to share how to stop being a doormat. Suggest you are not a doormat. Point to yourself and say it with me. You are not a doormat. One more time. You are not a doormat. The one thing I know in my 55 years is that people only treat you the way you allow them to treat you. If you don't set up boundaries, they'll just keep making requests, keep depending on you, and you'll keep being their doormat, getting nothing in return. But that was not God's intentions for your excellent character traits, being someone who others can depend on, someone who has integrity, someone who could be trusted. These wonderful traits are for God's glory. Let me explain and show you this in our Street Love Bible story. It's in Genesis, and it's chapters 37 through 50. And of course, I'm going to paraphrase because the story is so lengthy. So the story is about this character named Joseph. And he's the beloved, favorite 11th son of his father, Jacob. And because he's the favorite and he's the most loved out of all these kids, it creates a lot of anger and animosity and jealousy between him and his brother. So bad that his dad made him a special coat of like rainbow colors, and it was ornamented. And then, of course, Joseph didn't help because he would have these dreams, and then he'd come and share the dreams with his dad and all his brothers, and he told them, one day, I'm going to leave the whole family. And oh my goodness, this just fueled their anger and jealousy even more. And one day, his brothers decided to just throw him into a pit. And while they were eating, some travelers came by, some traders, and while they were traveling, coming down the road, they decided, they got an evil thought, to just sell him into slavery. And they sold him for 20 pieces of silver. Then they took that beautiful coat that their dad had made, covered it in animal blood, and went back and told their father, Jacob, that Joseph was attacked by an animal and died. Oh my goodness, how horrible is that, right? So now Joseph is a young slave in the house of Potiphar. And he's working hard, and he's getting the attention of Potiphar's wife because he's 17 years old. He's handsome. He obviously looks really good, and he rejects her. Why? Because he's got character and integrity, and he is not going to mess around with the main man's wife. So she can't handle this rejection, so she accuses him of attempting to rape her. So guess what happens? He gets thrown into jail. What's going on here? He keeps doing the right thing and getting the wrong result. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like you? You keep praying. You keep going to church. Or maybe you just keep showing up at work doing the right thing. But yet you get overlooked or accused of doing something wrong. All right. Let's get back to our street love story. Okay, so now he's in jail. And while he's in jail, he meets a cupbearer and a baker. And they are from Pharaoh's house, which is the main man in the whole country of Egypt. Joseph interprets their dreams given to them by God, or should I say given to him by God. And he tells them, listen, I'm going to interpret your dreams, but don't forget me when you get out of here. Well, 2 years later, Joseph is still in jail, but now the Pharaoh is having disturbing dreams that he wants interpreted. So he goes to the magicians and his soothsayers, and they can't interpret it. And he's getting upset because he knows something bad is going to happen, and he can't interpret it, and he doesn't know what to do. And the cupbearer is alive. Now, the other one, the baker, he was executed. So the cupbearer is still alive, and he remembers Joseph in jail who interpreted his dream. And he goes to Pharaoh, and he says, you know, there was this guy who interprets dreams in jail. Maybe you should send for him. And that's what he does. Gets Joseph out of jail, and he says, hey, I'm having these terrible dreams. Could you please interpret them? And Joseph tells him, hey, interpretations of dreams come from the Lord. Tell me your dream, and I'll go to God and find out what it means. So Joseph not only interprets the dream, but he gives the Pharaoh a plan of how to get out of the situation and come out of it victoriously. And Pharaoh is like, you are the man. And he appoints him as overseer of the kingdom, second in command only to Pharaoh. Oh my God, Joseph has been promoted, and he's now nobody's doormat. Hallelujah. So then a big famine hits, and Joseph's brother from, you know, mind you, this is, you know, a good 20, 30 years later, Joseph's brother have arrived because they're out of food. And they come to Egypt looking for food because Joseph came up with this plan that would save the whole country. So people are coming from all over trying to come to Egypt to get help. And Joseph recognizes them immediately. But they don't recognize him because it's been so long. And he looks like an Egyptian. So, of course, for a few chapters, there's some family drama going on. And then in chapter 45, Joseph reveals himself to the brothers, who are now remorseful, but they are afraid for their lives. Why? Because they treated Joseph like a doormat. They sold him into slavery. Oh, so they don't know what to do. But he says to them, so it was not you who sent me here, but God. And in Genesis 50 and 20 through 21 in the Amplified, this is what Joseph says to his brothers. As for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring about that many people should be kept alive. Now, therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for and support you and your little ones. And he comforted them, imparting cheer, hope, strength, speaking to their hearts. And then the brothers revealed that their father Jacob was still alive. And the Pharaoh sent his own wagons to bring Joseph's dad and the families to Egypt. Joseph's dreams came to fruition that he would lead his family to God. Joseph's story is one that teaches forgiveness, loyalty, and God's faithfulness to us when we're faithful to him, when others treat us like a doormat. Glory to God. Sister Shelley's street love story. Now, this is my own personal story here. So a few years back, I lost my brother, and this reunited me with my two nieces. I had not seen them in a long time, and my brother had spent a lot of time in jail, so I just had not had contact with them. So for weeks after his burial, we were texting and chatting, and we made plans to meet for lunch and go to the movies. What were we doing? We were rebuilding our relationship. Well, one of them called me up asking for $50. She came by, and I handed it to her. We had a nice talk, and she offered to repay me. And I said, oh, don't worry about it. No need. Well, 2 weeks later, she came back But this time she upped it and said, can I get $75 because I saw this cute outfit and I don't get paid till next week. And I told her that I had given her the amount I'm comfortable giving without requesting it back. And she said, well, I don't understand. And I replied, the Bible says to not give expecting anything in return. Comfortable giving you $50 to loved ones and not expecting it back. That amount has been given to you, and that's that. Well, that's the last time we communicated. I've sent several, hey, how you doing, text messages and chats to her, but I get no reply. The moral of the story is that if I wanted to be her doormat, I would have to just keep giving her money, and she would fake pretend that she gave a crap about me. Instead, I set a boundary and I stuck to it. I do pray that our relationship will be restored, but I won't have a relationship based on my having to do something to have a relationship. In conclusion, as I said at the beginning, people will only treat you the way you allow them to treat you. Being someone who others can depend on, someone who has integrity, and someone who could be trusted. These are traits for God's glory. It may make others jealous and angry, but it doesn't make you a doormat. It doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you too sensitive. It makes you a person, position of authority, just like Joseph, because he knows you can stand for what's right without seeking vengeance. You'll walk in forgiveness without holding a grudge, and you'll be loyal in the face of adversity. Continue to choose to be that person who is always there for others, and just like Joseph was, led in dreams by God, be led on how to be there for others, and God will get all of the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, that ends this week's power message, and I hope it was a blessing to you. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you would like to receive Jesus for the first time, just repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died. He rose again and is now seated at the right hand of God. I confess him right now as my Lord, and I believe I am saved. Street Love family, I have a second invitation, and that's for those who may have walked away from God and you want to rededicate your life to Christ. 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If that's you, you confess anything you need to the Lord, and I'll pray for you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for all those listening who are rededicating their life to you. Their relationship was broken, but now they are coming back to you wholeheartedly, Father, and they are confessing their sins to you right now. You are cleansing them and making them as white as snow right now. You are removing the and making them righteous right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There are angels in heaven glorifying God right now just for the decision that you made today. And guess what? I have a free gift just for you. Those who received Jesus for the first time and those who rededicated their life. Just go to my website, at freelunchandprayer.org. Click the contact button, and I'll send that free gift right out to you. Glory to God. Our announcements for this week. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. And you would like for Sister Shelley to bring the free lunch and prayer street outreach to your church. Just pray on it and reach out to me at freelunchandprayer.org. And let's pray on it and make it happen. Our second announcement is I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages. They're free of charge, and they're just 15 minutes. All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones, because there are so many people who need to know that God loves them, and they may not be willing to go to church, but they might be willing to listen to a 15-minute message. Amen? Glory to God. To contact or donate, please go to freelunchandprayer.org and make it happen. Glory to God. Well, family, I love you, and I believe you have received the message for this week. So don't be anybody's doormat. Just be led on how to be there. For go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they be not hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray, and we all say, amen. I love you, everyone. Remember, street love begins with you.